Chapter 8.
Thank you. When did the incident take place?
26 years ago.
In the palace?
That is classified.
Ah.
I have perfect recall. You know that? Nothing since the day I awoke following my creation into this newer, higher state is hidden from me. Names, faces, actions, they are all vivid, as real as when they first entered my life. But even if that were not so, I would remember that day with absolute clarity. It is burned on my mind like a brand. I see the events of it in my sleep. Even when waking, the sensation is never far away.
What sensation?
Of falling. Falling through a hole in the universe, unable to catch at the edges. Now I see you smiling again. It is the truth. I have never considered myself an artful user of language.
Perhaps then, from the beginning?
I was with the Sigillite, the Lord Malkador. We were discussing the very thing you raised with me. You will recall my concerns about the contagious during the Moreland Sen campaign. Those concerns had not gone away during the following century of their many deployments. We had conquered much of the globe by then, with the Thunder Warriors bearing the brunt of the fighting, so do not think we were unmindful of their sacrifice. By then, it was widely believed that what could have been perfected had been perfected. A Thunder Warrior was a truly fearsome proposition. They were armed and armored nearly as well as the Legio Custodes. Their numbers had grown rapidly, following improvements in the gene-cultivating methods used here and at the other sites. But it was never enough. They remained unstable. From Primarch to Neophyte, they would break down suddenly, or lose their minds, or simply stop responding to orders. This was not simply a matter of dry practicality for us. It was a foul thing to witness. A warrior's blood might suddenly rebel against the arteries that carried it, or the organs might start to devour themselves, or the muscle might explode with breakneck growth. For a proud and fearless creation, that was a poor way to die. Be aware also that they were quite conscious of this likely outcome. It did predictable things to their psychology. Knowing that they were limited by time and circumstance, their attitude to risk became even more cavalier. They were hard to govern from the start, but as the Imperium began to reach its secure zenith, they risked becoming an empire within an empire, and one with the old reckless dangers of the past writ large. That was the subject I had come to speak with Malkador about. We had met many times in the past, on some occasions in the presence of the Emperor himself, to debate the same issue. This time, however, our council was not with him, but with the foremost practitioner of gene arts in the entire Imperium. You will know the name, of course. I am speaking of Astarte.
Amar Astarte.
Quite. The three of us had gathered to consider something that had been developing under his auspices for a number of years. A way to bring order to the situation. We had won our empire through the application of gene science. We all believed that its weaknesses could also be purged through the application of gene science. Every victory achieved by our armies was matched by a victory in the underground laboratories established by the Emperor. It is important to understand how essential this program was and how difficult. We were working with fragments and splinters of ancient knowledge, most of it lost centuries ago, and only preserved at all thanks to his tireless efforts. The complexity of it was prodigious. It required a vast expenditure of resources. Each time we recovered priceless technology during an engagement, it was brought back and pressed into service towards the ultimate goal, a solution to the problem of genetic instability. On occasion, I am asked why it has taken so long to bring this one world to heal. I am tempted to reply that no other conqueror has had to forge his weapons while at the same time waging his war. Victory begat victory in the end, but it was never easy. Our meeting that day was required due to certain disagreements over the correct course of action at that stage. The Sigillite had been involved closely with the Emperor's labours and advocated a radical course, or so it seemed to me at any rate. The Lord Malkador had, and has, great faith in Genecraft. Our only failing, he argued then, was that we had not gone as far as we might have done. I felt differently. I had not learned to have the same unwavering faith in the processes we used. Mass production of gene-crafted warriors is fraught with pitfalls. We in the Order are biologically altered, of course, but with us the procedure is singular and painstaking. It would never suffice to supply an entire army this way, or else the productive capacity of the Imperium would be unable to generate anything else. I was nevertheless of the view that the custodians were, at that point, capable of overseeing the Imperium's next phase of growth, bolstered by the far larger armies of unenhanced troops we then possessed. That was the central point of our disagreement.
And Astarte?
Astarte is an official. She is a genius, of course, but her craft is science, not policy. She regarded herself as a servant of the Emperor. To be more precise, I think she regarded herself as a manifestation of the Emperor's intentions. I should remark on this. There are those who claim, foolishly, that the Imperium is the result of one man's efforts. An extraordinary man, to be sure, but a singular entity nonetheless. This is a profoundly dangerous assumption. As we saw for ourselves on many occasions, once the cult of the individual reaches a certain point, it becomes impossible to restrain attributions of godhood. This was always a danger, given the many demagogues in the Terran past, and so the Emperor was mindful to distribute duties among those who were skillful enough to comprehend his vision. His greatest gift, I think, is to be alive to the possibilities of those who serve him. He takes keen delight in the intelligent human mind and will protect those in whom he sees potential. So it is that the Imperium is the product of many souls, all working towards one vision. Astarte is one of these. Save for the Emperor himself, no one alive on this world understands the way of gene manipulation more than her. We have never been close in council due to our differing functions, but I yield to no one in my admiration of her.
What was the result of the conference?
There was no result. It was curtailed before any conclusion could be determined.
You hesitate. Do you wish to continue?
This is the moment that is seared on my mind. I am considering how best to tell it. Consider the situation. We were deep in the foundations of what is now becoming the Inner Palace. This had ever been the heart of our operations, and much of it remains tightly restricted. It is the Sigillite's domain in all but name. His ancient order delved that place and populated it with their artifacts. Other chambers were carved out in close proximity to the older caverns. In large part, this was to provide access to machinery the Sigillite had been instrumental in preserving. Otherwise, I believe symbolism played a more important role. We were, as we saw it, reviving humanity, so we started, as we had to, close to its oldest remnants. There were other places, some of them only the Emperor knew of, some we were all familiar with. Some were close at hand, others very far away, all of them chosen according to the dimensions of the greater project. There was another location, one that I still cannot reveal to you with any precision, only that it was far from here. So far that when the alarms began, we were a long way from where we needed to be. I have often speculated on whether things would have been different had I been closer. I believe Malkador feels the same way, and it is a source of some guilt for both of us that we were not there. However, the Emperor was at the very heart of it, and if he was unable to intervene successfully, then I must believe that no one could have had the power to prevent what happened. We acted as swiftly as we could. We were like a storm breaking. I summoned all that I could of the Legio, and we travelled to the Forbidden Center. All thoughts of secrecy were gone. In that instant, we tore the skies apart to reach our destination. Malkador came with us, as did Astarte. I can still remember my desperation to be faster. I believe I came as close as I will ever come to knowing fear in those moments, not for myself, but for something far greater. By the time we arrived, the entire facility was in a state of confusion. The walls were breaking, the roofs were coming down. Buttresses that had taken years to fashion were twisting out of shape under sudden loads. There were bodies everywhere. Technicians, artificers, mech workers. Even custodians had been slain, though by means that I could not understand, for their armor was still intact. We were soon deep underground, caked in grey dust, and fighting against the darkness and the smoke. The halls were of considerable size. Tens of thousands labored in that facility, all under a cloak of the most stringent secrecy, and the survivors were panicking, trapped in the corridors like herd animals in a slaughterhouse. The Emperor was not visible to me, but I understood why. The entire structure of that place had been critically damaged, and he was holding it together. Though I could not determine his precise location, without him, the chambers would have by then been nothing more than choked rubble. It was a strange sensation, moving through a physical volume of space entirely suffused by the Emperor's presence. It was also a reminder to me of his power. Even I need reminders of that from time to time. So, the more I saw, the more I felt dread reaching for me. You remember what I said about the sickness at Moreland Sen? The same sensation was there, only many times more concentrated. I saw seasoned soldiers vomiting blood or dashing their heads against the rock. Every lumen was flickering, casting the bloodstains in patterns of failing light. It was hard to breathe, even with our physiology and armor protection. The deeper we went, the more horror we witnessed. It was far worse than Moreland Sen, for this was in a place we had carved out ourselves. It was deemed safe, as secure as any mortal power could make. That was another lesson for us. There are no safe places.
Where was this? What had happened to it?
I cannot tell you everything. You will understand more in due course. We hastened to recover what could be recovered. I directed those of my order to impose their control on the outer precincts, and this was slowly achieved. They were compelled to euthanize many whose minds had been turned by what they had seen. Those who might yet survive were taken to medical units. Emergency engineering teams were shuttled in to shore up the outer gates, lest we end up buried alive within as we labored. Every one of them was accompanied by a custodian, for there was still madness singing in the air, and I could only trust those of my own kind to remain resistant to it. I began to understand the true nature of what we were set against then. The priest king was just a shard cut from this dark crystal, a mere sliver of a greater abomination. I could breathe it in there. I could taste its essence like wormwood on my tongue. On some days, even now, I can still taste it. The greatest of the many chambers was by then lost to us. Its interior was aflame, its great vials broken. I looked inside, just for a split second, and saw 20 vessels robbed of their contents, with lightning still snapping from vein to vein. There was nothing to be done there, and I almost turned away from the deeper vaults too. It was Astarte who pressed on, and I followed her. There was more to salvage, she said, and I instantly saw that she was correct. Further down, in long galleries cut from the living rock, were the secondary repositories. Imagine it. walls over 50 meters high, running back beyond sight into the heart of the darkness, all lined with vials in precisely categorized sections. The vaults were temperature controlled, though I could already feel the ambient climate rising rapidly. Some of the caddies looked badly damaged, with glass broken or electro seals malfunctioning. If they had been left there much longer, they would all have burned. Astarte was invaluable in those moments. She knew which caches to retrieve and which would have to be left. I pressed every available member of my order into service, for all the technicians on that level were dead or missing. One by one, we extracted the caches and took them to places of safety. We kept records of all that we took and made sure that none of those retrieved went missing. The two of us, Astarte and I, spent that desperate time working together. We did not speak much, for the need for haste was pressing, but I do remember her expression throughout, one of almost infinite horror. I am not always adept at deciphering human emotional signals, but I needed no assistance at that moment. We both knew that her life's work, the work, you might say, of the entire Imperium, had come close to being wiped out. In the end, though, the worst did not transpire. The Emperor's project was not entirely lost. All that we had learned over those long centuries of recovery did not disappear, though the body of it was gravely damaged. I carried vials from the flames myself, feeling the pulse of life within them through my gauntlets. When all was done, we were forced to withdraw. Many of the deeper caches were abandoned to the flames. The entire structure began to subside at last, and our remaining forces were ordered to the surface. I was the last to depart, along with Malkador. I recall running down the final corridor, the dust plumes gathering at our heels, and reflecting that, for an old man, he could move fast when he wished to. And that was the end of it. A great work destroyed with only the smallest fragments retained.
Why are you telling me this?
You asked me about it.
I asked about leadership for the Thunder Legion.
I had thought my intent was obvious. We were laboring to eliminate genetic instability. Had it succeeded, we would have created subjects with far greater control over their powers. They would have been the ones to whom the tasks of leadership could be delegated. There will be greater battlefields ahead once this world is fully secured. Thousands of them.
But it failed.
It did.
And the vials you retrieved
It failed, High Lord. There are no new generals for the Imperial armies.
Then, and I come to a difficult area. I have one more question.
I know.
There have been no reports of activity from the Thunder Legion for months. Silence. Even in the High Council, where we used to be sent bulletins. Is their absence somehow related to this episode? Or has some security protocol changed that keeps their movements secret?
I have answered your questions.
You have. In greater detail than I could have hoped for. But not so far on the central matter. What happened on Mount Ararat, Captain General?
You are out of time.
I went there. I saw the remains. What happened to the Thunder Warriors?